You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. More than 11,000 gas stations across the Southeast remain out of gas. Panic buying has drained over half the stations in North Carolina and nearly 70% of the pumps in Washington, D.C. This comes 5 days after the Colonial Pipeline resumed operations after a ransomware hack forced a shutdown. Tomorrow, Congress will launch a pipeline security bill to prevent future outages, but critics say it's still missing some major safeguards. Marketplace's Scott Tong kicks us off.
When something goes wrong with a pipeline, like the Colonial Pipeline hack, companies do not have to tell the government what happened. Electricity companies do, and if there's a plane incident, airlines have to open up to government investigators, says Rob Kanaki. He's a former top cybersecurity aide to President Obama.
They would be doing everything they could to understand what happened, and then they would rapidly be sharing that information with other airlines so those airlines could prevent the same thing from happening to them. That's not at all what's happening with this pipeline incident.
Instead, it's a voluntary system of protecting data and sharing information. There are no government mandates or fines, just recommendations. And the bill in Congress would keep it that way. Thing is, a recent survey of pipeline companies found that just 8% actively share information with the rest of the industry and the government.
That's a woefully low number.
Andy Lee at the law firm Jones Walker did the survey.
There's not enough carrots and there are too few sticks to ensure that our pipeline industry stakeholders are actively engaging in the budget spend to make sure that they are safe.
This isn't a new fight. 9 years ago, oil and gas lobbyists fought off mandatory rules, and now energy trade groups are again saying the industry should oversee itself. Mark Weatherford is dubious. He's strategy head at the National Cybersecurity Center, which advises government officials.
I am not a fan of regulation, and I hate to say it like this, but you know, it's been proven over and over again that companies are simply not going to self-regulate.
When the public safety is at stake, he says, the government needs a bigger role. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.